A little of this, a little of that.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning's corporate earnings reports have been a mixed affair. Profits were up last quarter at Colgate-Palmolive, steady at Procter & Gamble. Profits fell at Motorola and Burger King, but Sprint Nextel saw just a widening loss. This morning, the House Financial Services Committee holds a hearing on what it hopes is a financial fix called systemic regulation. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite joins us live for a preview. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What are we likely to hear today?
Well, this is about talking about reworking a lot of the financial rules that already exist and that many would argue haven't done us much good lately. So they'll probably be talking about the Fed, which may possibly become the so-called systemic regulator, meaning the one charged with looking at the whole financial system. Not everyone's a fan of that idea because they say the Fed didn't really do its job leading up to the financial crisis, so they don't particularly want to give it more power. And Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will be there, and he will be probably recommending that legislation is passed that would let federal regulators sort of identify and monitor big financial firms and step in to wind them down before they collapse.
And I understand the FDIC will be there as well in the person of its chair, Sheila Bair.
Yes, that's right. And one thing she's keen on is something we've been hearing a little bit about this week. And that's the idea that the big financial firms should pay into a fund that the government would use if one of those financial firms failed. So they'd use that money to wind down a failed firm, or at least that's the idea. And I spoke to Matthew Slaughter a bit earlier. He's a business professor at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. And he says it's still up in the air as to how the scheme might work and who'd pay what exactly.
In the past couple of days, new proposals have emerged for having larger targets on larger financial institutions. But I think that's going to be a challenge to identify which financial institutions would classify as large and what the amount of pay-in should be for each of those firms.
But this week, the Treasury Department and the House Financial Services Committee has agreed on sort of compromise legislation that would require companies with more than $10 billion in assets to pay back taxpayers in the event that a firm failed.
Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite joining us live. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. European markets are flat this morning, but Asian stocks slid another 2% today, the third down day in a row. And in New York, same thing. The Dow lost another 119 points yesterday and closed at 9,762. The internet address goes global. The company that acts as the world's clearinghouse for internet domains is a California-based nonprofit called ICANN. Reporter Kurt Asian says ICANN is about to help the web speak the local language around the world.
Up until now, internet users have had to type out web page URLs using the Roman alphabet. But on Friday, ICANN's board, meeting here in Seoul, is expected to change all that when it votes to introduce what's called internationalized domain names. Within a year or two, web users will be able to type out their favorite web addresses using Chinese characters, Korean Hangul, Arabic script, and so on.
The internet is no longer dominated by English speakers anymore.
Rebecca McKinnon is a Hong Kong University professor specializing in internet governance. She says about 1.5 billion people now use the internet. Most are university graduates who are comfortable with the Roman alphabet. But the world's next online generation looks a little different.
Really, the next billion internet users are increasingly going to be peasant farmers in far western China who maybe didn't graduate from grade school.
Friday's vote is expected to create a boom for companies that register domain names, as well as a lot of legal headaches in deciding who has the right to register certain addresses. In Seoul, I'm Kurt Asian for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you are looking for a ticket to tonight's Game 2 of the World Series in New York, it will cost you hundreds of dollars at least. Yet, if you watch a regular season game in any sport, you'll usually see giant patches of empty, unsold seats. All games are not created equal. Now, a Texas company is marketing software to help teams sell tickets at the prices fans are willing to pay. Barry Kahn is the co-founder of QQ. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
What is the pricing problem that your software goes after?
Well, I think for years, and I guess probably forever, tickets haven't been accurately priced. You know, you've got times where tickets are going to be resold for 2, 3, 10 times face value. And then for every ticket that gets resold, you're looking at 4 tickets that never get sold. And a lot of that problem is because tickets are priced, you know, 9 to 12 months before a game.
So games shouldn't all cost the same amount.
No, I mean, the same reason that when you look at the schedule, you don't value every game the same. You choose to go to one game versus another. And, you know, we're helping the teams kind of reflect that in prices.
So give us an example of how the pricing would change. So the San Francisco Giants hired you last spring to handle the pricing for about 2,000 seats in their park. And what happened differently when you worked with them?
I mean, I think you saw a lot of games changing price to reflect the value that you wouldn't have expected at the beginning of the year. You know, great example being the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies aren't a big rival for the Giants. It's generally not a very popular opponent. But when you started looking down the stretch, the Rockies were leading the wild card. The Giants were a game or two behind, and that became a really popular series.
Would your software also work for music concerts? Kanye West, you made a fool of yourself at the Music Awards. Your tickets just got cheaper.
It definitely would, and that's a direction we're looking to go. I mean, as it was, you know, Kanye got kicked off of a tour. So those are the same factors that if you're sitting there looking at buying tickets, that change what you decide to do.
Barry Kahn is the founder of QQ, and Barry, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Game 2 is tonight in the Bronx. This is Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles, far from the World Series. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.